Still, I don't. We still need like an intro for these type of things.
I got you. I got you.
All right.
Start. I got one. You started recording already?
Oh yeah.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the comic book podcast from the last podcast with your host Daniel
and Brooks.
We're back.
Back
it's been,
again.
What, over a month, I believe.
Yeah,
and definitely over a month, unfortunately. But, you know, we're back and better. A little bit more prepared this time.
Yes, sir. Left definitely a lot to talk about this time around. Because, you know, all we really talked about last time was WandaVision, because that was a big thing. And
really?
another big thing that came out recently, and that's a lot of people were talking about, was the new Marvel series, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Most definitely. How did you feel about it?
See, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like I told you this before, but it's like, is like when I think of Marvel making a TV series, this is like exactly what I think, like the quality, the action, the story, like is literally. Is you're basically getting six Marvel movies with one like consistent story with three main characters.
Yeah.
It's like
I thought it was
I was gonna say like nothing was like out of like they found they as we said in the last comic book podcast, they know what their formula is, and they stuck to it with this series, which I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was put together beautifully, really.
Mm-hmm.
From the jump, a lot of connections to the real world.
Yeah,
a lot. You know, it was very grounded, unlike WandaVision.
Yeah,
which I feel like it definitely helped drive the story.
Most definitely, especially. With this might be like the most political or most socially political like take that Marvel has ever done in any of their movies or series.
Easily.
Because as everybody knows, the Falcon, he's a black man, and of course, like people are like, oh well, you know, you have to address the fact that he's black, because that is in America, because as we all know, that is a very important factor to people's lives, and they addressed it. I think I like the way they addressed it. It's like,
yeah,
because you know, like they gave both sides of the story. I think they did a really good job with that. Like they gave like Bucky's like kind of like two cents on like the situation. They gave the older guys two cents on the situation. They gave the Falcons two cents of situation. But I guess we can kind of explain kind of like episode by episode, or even like just like main event by main event before we get into like the specific details. Who haven't watched it or haven't watched all of it. Well, if you haven't watched it, of course it's going to be spoilers in this one, cuz you know we're talking about it. So you're like,
yeah, so you know, spoilers if you didn't get the memo. But going into it now, starting off with episode one, really kicking it off, just bringing you back into the world of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
After three weeks after WandaVision.
Yeah.
Putting you straight back into it with a nice action scene with Falcon.
Sam Wilson.
New threat on the rise, the Flag Smashers. Which is a group that rised up after the blip, which is what they call it in the show and in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I just like to call it when people got snapped away, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after the snap, when they got snapped back.
Snapped back to reality. Oh,
between that 5 years, I believe it was.
Yeah.
It was 5 years. Where half the population were gone, the world really came together. Again, calling back to the real world, how the world is somewhat came together during this pandemic, but the world came together and looked over borders and skin color and different beliefs to try and help each other out. People came back and it went right back to what it was 5 years ago. Some people didn't rock with that, and that's the premise of our main villain. Well, I don't even want to say villain, because villain does not mean they weren't villains. They were definitely antagonists,
Yeah,
but I don't want to
antagonists.
say villains. Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I think that's another thing I was really interested in with this series, 'cause it's like you like usually in Marvel movies and stuff like that, there's pretty much a main villain, like the like they're just doing stuff for like their own selfish needs, like they're doing stuff with
Yeah.
like they just like oh let's take over the world, or like oh let's like I wanna change things so things are better for me. But in this one,
Yeah.
the Flag Smashers is like a it's a movement led by what's her name? Her name is Carly.
Yeah, Carly.
Carly. Yeah, it's led by a teenage girl named Carly, and which is very interesting because like her peoples, they like her peoples were like casted out by the government because the government was like, no, we don't want to spend money on these people anymore, so we they
Yeah.
took away their funding for their program, took away their like establishment to help all these people, like people who are like lost and like don't have any like direction in life, like just living out on the streets. The
Yeah.
government took their stuff away, so of course people, you know, imagine it's like getting evicted. Of course you're gonna be mad with the landlord, so they were mad with the government, hence the name. I guess that's where the name Flag Smashers came come from, because like
Yeah.
smashing the government, smashing the flag.
Breaking down them borders. One world.
One
That's
people.
one of the things that they would say.
One world, one people.
One world, one people, yeah. But yeah, so definitely I definitely think the best Marvel stories in terms of the cinematic stories are really come from when the issue was what's the word? I don't want to say belief. That's not the word I'm looking for. Man, what's the word? It is beliefs, but on a deeper level,
Ideologies.
yeah, like different ideologies and it's an E. It's the word. It starts with an E.
Ethics.
Ethics, yeah. When it's an ethical question, right? Ultron, Thanos, Civil War. They're all ethical questions. You know, Ultron got brought into the world to stop the death, the war. He's a robot. The best way he thought was to kill humanity. Humanity was the issue. That was his ideology. Thinking, wrong. Right reasons,
But
wrong
we're wrong,
actions.
yeah. One second.
Same thing with Thanos. He wanted to stop hunger and war and famine. Right reasons, really bad action. And then Civil War, was an internal battle with the team. Would they rather, Iron Man facing the guilt of people lost by his actions, and then Captain America not wanting to abide by people that might not know the best, and then in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, again, it's they're not necessarily bad people, and their motive isn't bad, but the way they go about achieving what they want isn't the best.
That's what that's what the Sam the Falcon he's that's what he said to Carly. He's he's like, yeah, I understand what you're fighting for and I support it, but the way you're going about it, that's not the right way. you're hurting, you're just gonna hurt more people.
Exactly.
But you said a very important name in your statement. Captain America.
Captain America.
So for people who don't know, the Falcon is basically supposed to become the new Captain America after Steve Rogers is gone, right? So, and that's kind of like in this series, that's kind of like a struggle that Sam has, because like he doesn't want to have to live up to somebody's to a great man's name, because like, you know, like that's Captain America, Steve Rogers, like that's him. You can't just like,
yeah,
put a new face in the, give a new face the shield and they instantly become Captain America. That's not really right. That's not how you do it.
It's not. That's not what the U.S. government thought.
Yep, that's not what they thought. They
all gave up that shield.
Yeah, all they wanted was a mascot for their country so people can have hope, apparently.
Yeah.
And who did they give it to?
Word. And in comes John Walker.
Yes, sir.
And I don't, you know, no pun intended, the U.S. agent who is given the mantle of Captain America. And the real big difference about John Walker and Steve Rogers is Steve Rogers was not a great soldier before the serum at all.
But he was a great
person. Serum made him a great soldier. But he was a great person. John Walker is the perfect soldier. Not that good of a person.
Yeah, he's a typical cliche. Like he, you can tell like all of his life, he kind of got what he wanted. He worked hard for what he wanted. But
yeah,
when things came to him, he got used to being at the top. Like as he said, like he was a captain of the football team. Now he got chosen to be Captain America because when they were doing studies on him, he didn't have the superhero serum, but he was already kind of like above average with like his physical capabilities. So it was like, you know what?
He's
like the perfect candidate to be Captain America. And to be honest, like physically, I say yeah, he is the perfect candidate to be Captain America. Like no super serum. Like he's a very active member of the army. He got 3 medals of honor during Afghanistan.
Yeah. Very decorated.
Yeah, he's very, very decorated, very celebrated. He's very very out there guy. But
mentally, he's what you think of a U.S. soldier.
Yeah, exactly. He does what he's told.
Yeah,
he does what he's told. But that mentality. You can see it. That's another thing about this series. Like this series, it dealt with like a lot of psychological stuff during entire thing. Because like they got into the psychology of John Walker and the whole Captain America thing, but they also got into the psychology of Bucky, the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
If you want to explain a little bit more about that.
So. The show had a lot of arcs. It finished some, it started some, continued some, and yeah, like you said, it really dealt with the psychology of these people. And breaking into sides to make this a little easier. On one hand, we have, I'll say, okay, so we have the Flag Smashers led by Carly. We have Bucky and Sam, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We have John Walker and Battlestar. Lamar, Battlestar. And then I'll put Zemo, which is another very likable antagonist, as Marvel loves to make their antagonists likable. But a very likable antagonist, Zemo, and the Power Broker, which was a secret reveal closer to the end. There are a lot of callbacks between these groups, a lot of like back and forth. I remember in one episode, I'm not sure which one it was, but it was a conversation Zemo was having with Sam, asking him, would you ever take the serum? Sam says, no, never. And then the scene right after that was Lamar, Battlestar, asking John Walker, hey, would you ever take the serum? Real quick, yes, of course. Of course, I take it. So, from a simple conversation, you could just see the parallels in different ideologies of these people. Sam is very much like Steve in the fact that
He
he doesn't
doesn't
aspire.
want like he doesn't want he doesn't like he doesn't have an urge to have power to make things right.
Exactly.
As
But
John
he'll do it.
Walker, he because like the with the same conversation that he had with Lamar, he's like do you know how many lives we would have saved if we had the super soldier serum back then in Afghanistan? And it's like he had they have a point. But at the same time, the super serum thing, once you have a hold of that power, it can change you. Again, it definitely did. It definitely did.
Actually, I don't think. See, I don't think the serum changes. Like they said, in that same conversation, actually, it was like Lamar was like, the serum doesn't necessarily change you. It just makes you more of the person that you already are. You know. So, yeah, John Walker, before the serum, same person after the serum, just amplified. You know.
Revenue
And it's the
amplified.
same with Steve. And everybody else that took it, you know. Minus Bucky, because brainwashing.
Yeah, but see, yeah, that's different because Bucky got brainwashed and that's well, I guess that's part of his emotional and psychological trauma during this series. Because like he, well, when we first introduced to him in the series, he's in therapy. Well, yeah, he's in therapy. He's like denying that he has nightmares about the things that he's done, like killing people, going on these missions that he's not really proud of. So, and I guess like in his mind, like his mission after dealing with that life of like killing people, like being basically like a bounty hunter type of thing, or crossing people's names off the list that he has to like. Was the conversation? They said like he basically wants to like say sorry or go back to normalcy after all of that. But in reality he can't forgive himself for that until he actually comes face to face with the problem and like actually like do something about it instead of I guess being selfish and just like saying trying to make himself feel better about the thing, but actually make other people feel better about what he can do. With his capabilities, because he
Trying to
from
atone for his sins in the show.
yeah, because like for all of his all of what the Winter Soldiers, like his entire arc, most of his arc anyway, he's used his powers for, I guess quote unquote evil and stuff like killing people, doing all these different things and stuff like that, but now he realized that like, he has to use his powers to actually help people so he can. So he can have what's it called? So he can make reparations, I guess. Yeah, make reparations for what he's done.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, it really came. I remember the scene with I think it was Okoye.
From
The
the Wakanda peoples.
no, it wasn't Okoye. It was yeah. The
Wait, which scene?
what were they named? The Ta.
I want to say the
What was
Dai
it
Li,
called?
but that's Avatar: Last Airbender.
Yeah, that's Avatar.
Like, I don't know why that's.
Basically the African Dai Li.
Yeah. What is his name? Or what is her name?
Milaje.
Yes.
Yeah. So I remember The Bucky, it took it back when he was in Wakanda. When he got his new arm and stuff.
Vibranium.
And yeah. This she was saying the words over to him again, the code words that would activate, the Winter Soldier. And he was finally able to resist it, though it was hard. You could finally see he was able to resist it. And he was crying, it was hard. And I felt it. And you could see we find out later in the show that the one old man that he went to lunch with every week, that was him again trying to reprimand himself for his past actions. He killed that man's son. And coming to terms with the fact that, yes, that was me. Instead of saying, it was a different person, it was me. However, I'm not that same person anymore. Which is what he says when, he finally explains that who his son's killer was.
Yeah, because it's
We
like,
really see. Go ahead.
I was cause like with like, cause it's like he has like two different personalities. Like you have Bucky Barnes and you have the Winter Soldier, and he's trying to erase the Winter Soldier part of what his life and focus on the Bucky Barnes and see what he actually wants. Instead of just trying to live the rest of his days in fear of what he did in the past.
We really get to see his humanity here. Flirting with Sam's sister.
That thing is one. Oh yeah, but that's like a little side arc that Sam has. When he's like he after the whole entire all the big events in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and from the movies and stuff, like he's kind of has a little bit of time to like see his family again, go back to seeing his sister and her sons, and basically what's happening is like his family is struggling financially, and they have like this whole dispute about like how are they going to make money because they can't get loans because technically Sam doesn't make any money because his job is to he doesn't get paid to save the world. So he has no source of income, so like you can't get a loan if you don't have any source of income. And it's like yeah, that they kind of they have to see if they have to sell their family boat that they grew up on to make ends meet and actually survive, or see if they can find something else to do it.
The show is really beautiful, man.
It's
A lot of different
it's a lot
vibes.
going on.
You get that Louisiana feel, you get that real Marvel action. Some deep growth through the characters. It's really nice.
Yeah, I can definitely see how, because I'm pretty sure they since this was labeled season one, they're definitely going to make more seasons. I'm not sure how many. Cause like honestly, if worse comes to worse and they don't make any more seasons, I'm totally fine with that. Cause like, I'm pretty sure like it ended pretty like oh crap,
Nicely.
yeah, it ended pretty nicely. It told a lot in those six episodes. Cause like as I said before, like you're getting like a full movie, you're getting six full movies in the series. Like each episode was like
Each
50,
episode was like an hour.
yeah, like 50, 55 minutes long. It's crazy. And it's not like it's not like they skimped on quality either. Like even though they had I think it said the budget was 150 million. I'm pretty sure for the entire series. Like that's not like a lot for like a blockbuster production company. Like that's
But they did great.
yeah, they did amazing. Like despite like the special effects. everything was top tier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I
Well,
can't.
moving quickly through the other. Oh, my bad. Go
No,
ahead. Go
I
ahead.
was just gonna say that I can't think of any, like, yeah, I can't think of like any moments where I think like the quality would dip down or anything like that. It was all top notch.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, moving through these other characters. We got to see Zemo again. The actual villain in the Civil War movie, Captain America Civil War. And again, I don't like him calling him a villain. He was just the antagonist.
Yeah, he's just
You
'cause
know,
yeah.
because
He yeah,
different
he
ideology, you know.
yeah,
He
he
lost his family to
super soldiers.
To the super soldiers, and he hates that. He hates super soldiers,
Once again,
good,
come
bad, no matter what they're fighting for. The enhanced, he's not for. That's his ideology, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I understand why he feels that. The way he went about it, not so,
I mean, that's
you know.
what else could you expect him to do?
True. Very true. He tore the Avengers apart from the inside, as people do. But that's Zemo. Then we got to see Sharon Carter, the niece, I believe, right, of Agent Carter.
I think so.
I think it's niece. Yeah. Agent Carter, which is Captain America's girl. The and one of the founders of SHIELD, I believe, or the founder. Yeah. Got to see her again, which was nice. She's on the run, 'cause Civil War, after Civil War, everyone on Captain America's side was wanted
Yep, so
by the government.
where did she run off to? Was it the city called
It was Madripoor.
Yeah, Madripoor.
Madripoor, the crime city
Yeah.
of just the Marvel Universe, really. Madripoor is where everything goes down. And that's where we find Sharon Carter hiding from the US government. Later in the show, it is revealed that the power broker, the law of the land in Madripoor, the tippy tippy top top of the crime world, is led by none other than Sharon Carter.
It's very unexpected, to be honest, because like she's just very deceptive. Like she helps Sam and Bucky, but at the same time is like she's also trying to get something else out of it, and it's like it's very her motives are very confusing.
All over the place. She weaseled her way into a pardon from the US government just to get herself back in into the US government for her own benefit. Now the power has hands in everything. All the information, all the equipment, weapons, it's all there to sell, to auction. Power broker. Who else do we get to see? Talking more on John Walker, we got to see his arc of him moving from just a soldier into Captain America. Really see starting to see him feel like humiliated and not enough when he gets beat by the Dora Milaje in their little scuffle.
Yeah,
He's really hurt by
that
that.
seems kind of funny. That seems kind of funny.
Yeah, he was like, they weren't even super soldiers.
He got
He was feeling, yeah, like
or he got
he got
his
rocked.
or no
So,
chance.
you know, yeah. And then he lost Lamar, Battlestar.
Yeah.
went a little berserk. By little, I mean he bashed somebody's skull in.
Yep, with the shield, with the shield.
Yeah, with the shield. And you got to see him. But after he got the mantle stripped from him, he got met by none other than Lady Hydra.
Yes, sir.
Because where would Marvel be without Hydra?
Honestly, nowhere.
Hydra is everything.
Yeah.
So she pops up, as she would, and after the, I think, yeah, at last episode, after John Walker decides to make his own shield that fails miserably.
Yeah, this is some stainless steel shield that stainless steel can't compare to vibranium. I'm sorry.
At all. And then, we saw, a little bit of his humanity coming back when he did his best to stop the truck from falling down.
Oh yeah, with all the senators and stuff.
Yeah. And fighting with Sam and Bucky.
Against
Still, his ideologies are a little out of whack, but at least he was fighting on the proper side. Which, he always was, but just a little different. He was fighting through the government and not, by himself. And then Lady Hydra comes back and offers him a position as the US agent.
The US agent. Now,
The US agent.
yeah, speaking of supporting characters though, I think that the most important supporting characters in this entire series would probably be the man Isaiah Bradley. The old guy who lives in Baltimore, Maryland, and who they Bucky decides to visit Isaiah because he wants like more information on the super soldier serum, because apparently it was him and a couple of other people who were like kind of like test subjects to the super soldier serum, right? Before Steve Rogers actually became Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
And
they
he was the one to make it.
yeah he was the only he was the only one to make it out alive after being like captured in like some war. I forgot which war. And of course, and back in the day, they weren't so friendly to black people anywhere in the world, really.
At all.
So of course, when he went to jail, they well, it's as you know when soldiers do like crimes in war, like war crimes and stuff like that. Well, it wasn't even a war crime, really. It was just war. They
Yeah, no.
they don't go to
All he
jail.
really did was he
They
saved us then.
he saved his peoples, and but then they're like, you know what? Let's send him to jail, because not for any crime or anything like that, really. But they just want to experiment on him because he was one of the first
Yeah.
super soldiers.
Why does blood work and everybody else didn't?
Yeah. So like they experimented on him in the jail for 30 years before releasing him.
Yeah.
And that's goes into like the whole like racial and political and social problems are dealing that are dealt with in this series. What I again I say like I think they dealt with it really well, 'cause like they we gave they gave us the like three sides of the story, I guess. Like they gave us the Falcons, Sam, Isaiah's, and I guess Bucky will be another important one. Yeah, I guess Bucky another important one, 'cause like Isaiah, he's like, yeah, they would never make a black man Captain America. Like Captain America always had blonde hair, blue eyes, the perfect the picture of a perfect man when you imagine it in your head. But then the Falcon or Sam, he's like, but like the times have changed, like the things are different now. Like I think that people, you know, like they're more accepting. Like we can like the things are different now. It's like he was like, well, like boy, you don't know what you're talking about. You think things are
You
different?
know,
Nah, bro. They took my life away. They did everything to me.
there's a bunch of different versions of the Super Soldier Serum in
Yeah. I mean,
Marvel, you know.
yeah, because you got the one that was given to the Red Skull. That one didn't go so well. You got Steve Rogers. You got, of course,
Bruce
Isaiah.
Banner.
Yeah, Bruce Banner. Well,
Yeah. He was trying to replicate it.
you're right. It's definitely something that's sought after, but it has only been perfected a number amount of times. Not many until the guy, the doctor who made the super soldier serum for this series. His name is Dr. Nagel. He kind of
Yeah,
like he kind of like
Wilfred Nagel, something like
yeah he
that.
kind of he kind of perfected that, and that's where John Walker gets his serum from, as well as what's her name, Carly, and a couple
Carly
other.
and the rest of the Flag Smashers.
Yeah, rest of the Flag Smashers like that. So it's kind of it's that
Yeah, that is
it's
also where John Walker. Yeah, John Walker.
yeah. But yeah, that's why it's kind of this one. This seems kind of impactful for the people of color community, because you know just get it, you get yourself a black Captain America.
Yeah. But, there was a bunch of controversy with the last episode.
Really?
People were really upset at the callbacks, because the big one of the longest scenes was the speech Sam had
With the
addressing
senators,
to address the, yeah. People were upset that it was just too much callback to the real world.
I mean,
It was basically just a letter to the real world, senators
hey
world
man.
leaders.
I mean, I didn't have a problem. I actually kind of like that, because it's like he's speaking
Me
facts.
either. Yeah.
He's speaking. He won. Like he 100% speaking facts. Like the writers for this show are amazing. Like
Oh yeah.
they put like the good Marvel stuff, but they also, you know, like I like the real world. So as we keep saying before, like everything, most like a lot of stuff relates to the real world. Like where there's not really a bad guy, there's not really like there's a lot of it goes into depth of like what these characters are actually going through in their mental, instead of just being like the poster superheroes that we see. Like it's a lot
Yeah.
going on with them. Like they're thinking about all these different things that people like we usually didn't see in other like superhero movies, and or like we only got to know their actual internal struggles until like later.
Yeah.
But like
They're great.
this one just put it right out there. Like yeah, the I don't know how people have a problem with that, because like if you know that it's a problem in the real world, and they're like usually movies have at least have something, movies or TV shows, they have some sort of implication into the real world to put into their work, and that's what makes it so incredible and charming, because like it's more relatable, it's more, you can actually understand it more. It's not a completely fantasy world.
Yeah.
It's like it's right in our faces, and it's kind of calls on that.
Yeah.
I mean, but
But
I guess to each their own, but I personally like that.
yeah. Where do you rank this so far? Better than the than WandaVision?
Oh yeah, I definitely see that. I see that WandaVision was definitely experimental, but they could have put more quality in it for the entire thing.
Yeah.
I say like the first five episodes, they're really, wait, how many episodes? It's eight episodes, right?
I believe.
I think so.
Believe so.
So I think like the first five episodes, they were amazing. I really liked the watch, but like the last three, it's like I think they could have tried a little bit harder, like to make it just a little bit better.
Nine episodes, but yeah.
Nine episodes, okay. Well, yeah,
Yeah, the
same
effects
concept.
weren't always the best. The story was
The story was okay.
Story was good.
The story was good. I don't think it was. I think they could have done a little bit more, or at least made things a little bit more comprehensible, because it was like a little bit out of all over the place, like Pietro and all these other things. Like it just left question. It left questions, but we know that there's not going to be a sequel or a season two to WandaVision, which it kind of like they should have made it an ending so that can actually be concrete and not just like leaving things still in play.
I really think they dropped the ball on that one. But, that's compared to, the rest of the things Marvel's put out, just, as a show. It was still really good, but for Marvel, I did expect more. Did
Because
expect
like
more.
yeah, because like may maybe it's just because it's more experimental. Because like with the Falcon and Winter Soldier, it screams Marvel. Like there's no doubt that it's a Marvel show. Like there wasn't much experimentation except for the freaking not freaking, the like the psychological factor. But that kind of plays in because it's enjoyable to see what these people are going through. But other than
One
that,
thing I
it's
can. Oh, go ahead.
I would say other than that, it's kind of Marvel through and through. The
Oh,
formula
yeah.
works. Just keep with that.
Yeah. One thing I was gonna say is for both shows, the costume design, impeccable. Impeccable.
Yeah, especially
Falcon.
that new thing, that new Falcon suit, the Captain American suit.
Oh, yeah. Fire.
Or
Beautiful adaptation. I loved it. Zemo got his mask.
Where
US agent got his suit.
yeah, I honestly his John Walker's Captain America suit and the US agent suit. I don't know, but I feel like people are sleeping on those designs because those designs were clean.
Facts.
You got the you get like the stars, the A, the like it was like a strap around the chest instead of like a zipper or anything like that. It was just amazing.
It was fine.
It was like just sleek, clean, functional. It was amazing.
Then the WandaVision, we had, the Scarlet Witch. Fine. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really rocked with it. Yeah, that's that. Coming up, next show after this is Loki.
Yes, sir. I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah, I know Loki's gonna be good.
Cause like I feel
Loki
like.
Loki's gonna go to a lot.
Yeah, because I feel like Loki, he was an underrated character until they announced the show coming up. Because people were like, "Oh yeah, Loki, he's that guy." But then they announced the show, everyone was like, "Oh my God, Loki's getting the show!" Like they hyped him up. So
Think he
just,
was underrated. It
huh?
Loki was Loki got good from I want to say Loki was like a really enjoyable character from, yeah. I want to say Ragnarok up,
Okay,
which
I can see
the
that.
one movie before he died, but
But yeah,
the ending of three, of four, not three, Thor 2, The Dark World. He realized Loki didn't die. He took the mantle as his father. It was really great. It was a more lighthearted take on Loki, which people really enjoyed. We're getting to see this character back after his death. One thing going in, before we get to the show, this Loki isn't the Loki that died. This is 2014, still evil Loki. So that's gonna be really
The
interesting.
god of
I know in the
mischief.
trailers, yeah, in the trailers we saw him being shown his other self's memories. So that's gonna be really interesting. And another thing, Loki's gonna go into just like folk tales. So in the trailer we saw it was this one video game like the arcade machine that people swear existed but never existed. And it was in Loki's little mansion, his little hideout. Another one, this guy that robbed the bank for a bunch of money. Got in the plane, scout skydove out.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
And
about.
then some of the bills flew out, but the rest of the money is gone. They're using Loki to explain that. So that's really cool.
That's actually really nice, 'cause like just like make like I guess they probably gonna like Amelia Earhart. They can do a bunch of stuff. They can do it, but like if they do that, 'cause all right, 'cause do they plan on making that like an extended series or just like a mini series like WandaVision?
I have no idea. I think it might be mini. I 'cause here's the thing. If it's mini, then we're probably going to see Loki in one of the big movies. If not, then
I'm not sure.
season two. But just the fact that Loki, a Loki, is alive and kicking. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see that. What's some other exciting things coming out with DC, Marvel, anything else?
With Marvel, She-Hulk is on its way, as well as Miss Marvel. We have the What If stories,
Oh
which is going to
yes.
be animated, but I'm really excited for
Yeah,
What
I'm
If.
excited for those.
What If
Yeah,
is
but
going to be released.
that has so much potential to just like keep just keep going and going, bro.
Yeah, the What If stories for Marvel were so great. What If stories, and it's What If, so
You literally make
you can make
anything.
new ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like you like it doesn't even have to like follow the comics. It can just literally like be like let's get some like fan submissions like what if something happened or and they're like okay, let's see what we can do with that. Like I think that has potential to just be like just literally just like go on for a nice amount of time.
Oh, a
Like like a
while.
like a like a generation will be changed because of the What If series.
I rock with it.
Yeah. Most definitely.
What else do we have coming? We have Loki. We do have the Hawkeye show.
Oh yeah, yes. See, that's I feel like all right, so Hawkeye, I feel like he's underrated, but at the same time, I don't think he deserves a spot in the Avengers. I don't like
He's the grounded guy, he need one earthling.
I don't know,
One
one just regular dude, like, oh, he got some good
spray.
at. He can shoot a bow and arrow really nice. Whoa. I don't know.
I mean, peep this. The one time they lost, Hawkeye wasn't in the movie.
Hey, you're right. I guess that's true. But I guess I'll see if I can keep that my in, what was it called? I don't know if I can keep that mindset about him after I see this series.
I think it's gonna be similar to the Falcon and the Winter Soldier in
Yeah, I see
terms of
that.
a lot more grounded. It's definitely he's passing the mantle off to his daughter,
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So that's gonna be really cool. Miss Marvel, we're probably gonna see. It's gonna go into Captain Marvel and who else? From the black girl from what's her name? From WandaVision.
The sword girl with the Miss Photon.
Photon, yeah. What's her name? Well, if y'all remember her name, she's there. Another one I'm really excited for. We're getting a Moon Knight
Monica.
show.
Wait, what'd you say?
Moon Knight show is gonna be beautiful. We're getting the
Oh,
Moon Knight
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's gonna be on some Daredevil,
Honest, bro.
Spider-Man type.
And it's like,
Batman in the Marvel D Marvel Universe.
Like, honestly, I guess you could say, like, the Disney Plus really, at least for Marvel, Disney Plus really, like, revived Marvel and the possibilities that can really happen with it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said this in the last one, like, because, like as soon as Disney Plus, as soon as Disney Plus came out, all these new miniseries coming out to show individual people, that's all we really need, honestly.
Honestly, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so much you could do with a show because it's really like multiple movies in an episode, you know, an episodical movie. That's
Yeah,
what it is, really.
basically, yeah.
And you could do a lot more in the show than you can in the movie. You have more time.
Yeah, because I think they said like the when the Falcon Winter Soldier, I think is in total is 300 minutes for the entire series. Now
Yeah.
imagine, now cut that in half, basically, for yeah, cut that in half like a regular movie. 2 hours and 30 minutes.
We have Secret Invasion coming. It's gonna be really cool. With the Skrulls replacing some people. It'll be really cool. We already saw that. Have you seen Far From Home?
Far from home. Yeah, the one there in Paris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Nick Fury wasn't Nick Fury. That was
Yeah.
Talos the Skrull.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Secret Invasion is gonna be, and the
Yo.
Secret Invasion of the comics is a really
Yo.
cool show. Not
Honestly,
show, no, comic book. Really cool story.
I think Nick Fury needs his own miniseries.
It might be what Secret Invasion is, really. I mean, we're probably gonna see Captain Marvel in there, and of course the Skrulls. But Nick Fury, he's definitely gonna be in it,
Yeah.
100%. Ironheart series,
Oh.
the.
There's gonna be a lot of controversy around that.
A lot, the because she was
The
when she was created, there was a bunch of
yeah, I would say they
controversy.
didn't even
She
like her
was
in the
the failed
comics.
Miles Morales.
Yeah.
So you know, we'll see about that. If y'all rocking with Black Iron Lady, yeah. Armor Wars.
What's that?
Yeah, it's gonna be the War Machines show.
Okay.
Or Iron Patriot.
All right.
Yeah.
I can down with
It's
that, yeah.
basically, yeah. The rundown of the show is like, you know, we have him taking on center stage and him battling other people who has Tony Stark's technology in their hands, you know. So if Tony Stark's technology fell into the wrong hands, basically. There was I Am Groot is another one that they put out there. It's really cool. Really nice. I don't
Yeah,
know.
yeah, they definitely do a lot.
Fun dynamic. Peep this. What if I Am Groot is just a show of a group going back up into like an adult again?
It's like that would be cool, like just his journey of going through the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that would work. I feel like that
I
would
could
be really
rock with
cool.
it, and then,
Yeah, I feel like
yeah.
that'd be really cool.
And then, boom, right into to what? Well, I think Lord Thor: Love and Thunder is coming before the third Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, I remember announcements for that.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
Thor: Love and Thunder. That's gonna bring some controversy.
Yeah.
How, you know, 'cause we're about to get Lady Thor.
I feel like that would be pretty
But
cool though, 'cause isn't she the one with like the? It's not like a hammer. It's like a. What's it called? Is it called like a war hammer?
it's like a war axe kind of
Yeah.
thing. I mean, she does use the hammer though.
Okay.
But yeah, Jane Foster, people really did like Jane. I liked her in the comics. She was really nice. She
Yeah.
was a really nice. The stories were really good. Jane Foster's Thor. She was really good. Can't lie. So, you know, having her take the role of Thor. Thor is not gonna go missing. Obviously. But gonna get her as Thor. And we might get to see later on Gore the God Butcher, which a beautiful story. One of my favorites from Marvel, which is basically Gore, the villain, or antagonist, really. He basically goes around killing all the deities of every religion.
Really?
The Greek gods, Roman
Oh,
gods,
I've heard about that, actually.
Japanese gods, and then the Norse gods. He just kills them back to back to back. And comes for Thor. So that could be really cool.
Yeah.
They go into that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
We definitely, we know moving away from shows to movies, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Which, whoo, Spider-Man 3, if all the rumors are true, is going to break records and minds with all the reality bending that's going to come. Since Doctor Strange is probably, hopefully, going to be in it as long as
Yes,
well
sir.
as the other Spider-Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah, I should put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's
Yeah.
gonna be big. Like if that actually does happen, yeah, that's gonna
Ooh.
be big. We
But
speaks.
we get Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Word. Damn.
Yo, it's gonna be crazy.
Yo. But speaking of sequels though, the cash grab of the century, Venom 2.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Venom 2. Let there be carnage. I don't know how to feel about it.
Because like I'm excited because everyone likes Carnage. Everyone knows he's kind of like the symbiote. But like,
Yeah.
did really need a Venom 2? I don't think so.
Yeah, Venom was, it was a good movie, but it was shaky.
Yeah.
Really shaky. It wasn't definitely not Marvel.
Yeah.
And they did the symbiotes a little weird, a little weird, in my opinion. Definitely a little weird. Like in the first one, Riot is Venom's son in the comics. Riot, it's just like a group of five of them, five or six. If y'all don't know, Venom gets around. Venom has children. But yeah, symbiotes really just, part of them just they reproduce like cells. They just split and then bond with a host. So yeah, Venom, other than Carnage, had Riot, Phage, Lasher, Agony and Scream, which were those five. Five. And they combined actually to make Hybrid, which is a hybrid of the five. Carnage went on to have Toxin, which is badass. Oh my God, Toxin is tough.
Yeah, tox. Yeah, that's. Are they? If they need to put toxin in a movie or some type of something.
They had Venom and Carnage team up to fight Toxin. Toxin fire. And Carnage also had Scorn, who was the first symbiote able to merge with technology, which was interesting. And then, we have different versions of Venom, like Anti-Venom, Venom 2099, Gray Venom, which was a clone of Venom, who had mania. Which was interesting.
It's a whole little family tree of symbiotes.
Yeah. Symbiotes in the comics, where we're at now, big story. They had a big story. It was Symbiote God was revealed.
Really?
Really going into depth with all the symbiotes. They have their own planet and stuff. It's,
Damn,
all that.
that's lit.
Yeah, it was cool. Other movies coming. Well, before that, yeah, I don't know how I feel about Venom 2. The trailer looked.
I didn't see the trailer yet. I didn't watch
it. You didn't see it. Personally, I don't like the design of the symbiotes in the movie.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like too. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be that much.
It's really weird.
The symbiote in was it Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, I think it was 2. I think Venom was in 2 or 3.
Yeah, one of those, whatever it was, like that. They did that right. Like, that was like amazing.
Yeah, I really did like. I like the Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Venom better than I do the Sony version.
Yeah.
Well, they're both Sony, but yeah, you know,
it's just too much.
Whatever happened to, speaking of the Sony created movies, whatever happened to Morbius? Did Morbius ever come out?
Morbius, I never heard of that one.
Morbius is the main vampire
of the Marvel universe. Oh, bro, yeah. I vaguely remember hearing about that.
And they had Jared Leto playing Morbius. But what happened to that?
Wasn't Morbius supposed to be? Wait, no.
Oh, they pushed it back. Okay. Yeah, it was supposed to come out this year. In March, they pushed it back to January 21st next year.
Damn. I mean, I guess if they take any time, then sure. But see, I don't.
Huh.
I don't. Cause like Sony. Of course, they're doing their thing with Spider-Man. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just gotta see what they can actually do with their stuff.
Yeah, their solo movies never work out.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, we'll see. Also coming that was supposed to come way back. But got hit by the pandemic. Black Widow.
Oh yeah, I was excited to see that too.
Yeah. We get to see the Russian Captain America.
Yeah.
One of the many versions of Captain America. We have Captain. There's a Captain Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Eternals movie coming, which we got to see in the little Marvel Phase 4. Trailer, really nice. I'm excited for that. Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm. Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
They say that the whatchamacallit, the Falcon is supposed to be in that movie as well.
I'm gonna rock with that. That would be cool. Yeah. And then yeah, Captain Marvel 2. We also have Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yes, sir.
Finally, the Mandarin is actually going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Iron Man 3 really, really duped us with that one.
Right.
Unfortunately, though, with Shang-Chi, it's looking like it's going to be a movie theater only.
Really?
Released. Yeah.
I mean, I guess...
Which I thought was interesting.
Nah, I'm pretty sure, like, they're gonna, like, do a movie theater and then release it on Disney Plus. Because, like... I guess... When does it plan to release?
Let me see.
2022? Or still 21?
Oh, yeah, 21. Oh, okay. September.
September? Okay. I guess they're just hoping, like, COVID and stuff calms down so they can kind of go back to normal stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're still going to put it on Disney Plus like a few months after it premieres in theaters.
Yeah. So, you know, that's something to think about. But yeah, Shang-Chi is looking very promising.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, I feel like it's going to be really good. We're taking, we're moving away from America.
Yeah.
Which we did a little bit in Doctor Strange, a little bit in some of the other movies, but like this time fully trying to embrace different cultures, which is really cool. Predominantly Asian cast.
I mean, yeah, of course.
And yeah, fighting scenes about to be immaculate.
Word, honestly. They
A lot of hand-to-hand combat.
need to do a Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan reference.
Yeah.
If
It's Shang-Chi.
they don't, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'm excited for these. Marvel has, as usual, an amazing lineup.
Yeah, this is as they make they're making a lot of stuff in like the past like 2 or 3 years, man.
Yeah, they've been on a roll.
Yeah, like honestly, like
Been on a roll.
back-to-back series, like it's just
Man, they got it set up. They got it locked down.
yeah.
To the other side of the comic book world. DC, 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 DC.
DC Nation.
We have Suicide Squad.
See, that's
Not
I'm not
two.
I say that's another wait not two okay so that's
It's
another
not
cash
called
grab
two.
not that's
It's
another
just
cash
called the
grab
Suicide Squad.
because like everyone knows that the first Suicide Squad movie was trash. There's no denying
Yeah.
that. There's no denying that. It's like
That movie was bad. I
so
wanted to like it so bad, too.
yeah, me too. Like I because I like the Suicide Squad. I like Deadshot. I like Harley Quinn. I like the Joker and all these people. Bro, why do they pick Jared Leto for it, bro?
Yeah, bro. I mean, his portrayal in I don't have you seen the Zack Snyder version of Justice League?
No, I didn't see it. I don't have HBO Max. I need to get it.
Yeah. His portrayal, his scene, his Joker scene, better. A lot better. But Jared Leto, I don't, it's not the one. Not the one. Not
Yeah, ho
the one.
hopefully they do better on this Suicide Squad.
Hopefully, we got a new cast of characters. We got Polka Dot, a few other people.
Is wait
Harley's back.
is Margot Robbie still playing Harley Quinn?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I think
Yeah.
that role suits her, or she suits that role.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was a perfect cast. I feel like the first Suicide Squad had a lot of good casts. Viola Davis was a really good cast. It had a bunch of good casts, but
But
just the
I
story
don't think
wasn't
Will Smith
there.
shouldn't have been Deadshot though. I don't think he should have been Deadshot.
Yeah.
Because like there's certain actors who's like when you have a name as big as Will Smith, it's like you just can't do certain things.
Yeah.
Like you can't be a side character or supporting character. You have to be the character.
Yeah. And they tried to make him the main character with his
Yeah,
daughter and stuff. Nah.
it just didn't work out.
We have the 65,000th version of the Batman coming with Robert Pattinson. And they're already in talks of a different Batman movie
Bro,
other than his.
they just need to stop. Like, what's the point anymore, man?
I don't know. I mean, the rundown of it, I was really excited for, 'cause this is more of a detective Batman.
Okay.
This is more, yeah, we're getting the crime Batman with they said they were listing a lot of villains. Penguin, the Riddler, obviously, which we got to hear some riddles in the trailer. And his Batman suit, I like. A little bit of the fight scenes that we did see, I like. So, we'll see how that goes. We have Black Adam,
Yes, sir.
Dwayne Johnson. The Rock coming in for Black Adam. We'll see. I don't know how much I like that movie. Because to be honest, Shazam? I don't know. It was all right.
It was.
Yeah, I didn't really like it that much.
Yeah, I didn't. It was. I don't know. You know, the only reason I got interested in Shazam is because it's the same actor who played in the second movie of the Alvin and Chipmunks. The Squeakquel.
Yeah.
I think it was like, what's his name? Was his name John or something? I don't know. It's his nephew or
Yeah,
something like that.
whatever his name is. But,
Dave. But it was like Dave's nephew. It was the same actor as Shazam. I just thought that was funny. So I was like, oh, Shazam, that's pretty cool.
Flash movie coming
Okay.
next year. That could be really cool with what they did in the Zack Snyder movie. This Flash movie could be, be really good.
I see. I think Flash, as a superhero, he has so much potential to be really big in the media. But there's like the CW show Flash, like it just.
Oh my God, I hate that. I look, listen, and I know it has a bunch of fans, but I
Right.
am sorry. I do not like that show at all.
It's so repetitive for so many seasons. For what? For what?
I just.
Like the
Can't.
main plot of every single episode in all the seasons in that series is Barry, you gotta go faster. Come on, Barry, run
Yeah,
faster. Go, Barry,
basically.
go. Go, Barry, go, Barry, go. Like,
Go,
no.
Barry, go, Barry, go.
Like, it's just
Girl,
they need to
it
stop.
is.
It ended, right?
No, I think they're on their final season.
They need to stop 5 seasons ago.
The CW DC shows are, in my opinion, really bad.
Well, wait, what? What other shows does CW have for DC?
They have The Flash, which I really don't like. They had the first one was Arrow,
Oh,
and the starting of Arrow,
yeah.
the first few seasons were really good.
Yeah.
I really liked Arrow, and then it declined
Saturated, too
as the
saturated.
season. Yeah. She got those, Arrow, Supergirl. Supergirl's all right.
Yes, it was. I didn't get to, I didn't really watch much of Supergirl, to be honest.
Yeah, same. Legends of Tomorrow. I really like Legends of Tomorrow. I like Legends of Tomorrow. With Mr. Freeze, I believe, and a few other characters.
Oh, I do.
We
I
had.
need to watch that because I think I watched like the first episode.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I do remember that show.
Black Lightning. I like Black Lightning.
Oh,
Black
but
Lightning's solid.
I've heard a lot about that. I never watched it though.
Black Lightning's solid. And I feel like I'm missing something. The Batwoman, Batgirl, whatever it's called, the show's bad. It's
I guess it's so bad that I've
worse
never
than The
even heard of it.
Flash. Yeah, it. I don't know what they were thinking. You know what they were thinking? They did. They pulled you remember the girl, the girl power moment in Endgame?
Yeah.
That's what Batgirl is.
Really? So they got an entire
It is
series of them.
extremely forced. But I have, bro. I was excited when I heard they were making a Batgirl show. But everything is very, it's extremely political and very forced. The main actor, the actor for Batgirl, left. And they replaced her
Damn.
with a black girl.
Okay.
For more inclusivity.
Yeah, as soon as they do that, it's downhill from there, honestly. There's no going back.
So, DC shows, your live action. Animated, yeah. Animated is it. Back to the movies, Aquaman 2.
Hey, okay. That's promising.
Amber Heard, screw you. Hashtag get Johnny Depp his job back. Please. Please and thank you. And then Shazam 2.
What?
What?
Shazam
Why they
two.
can they can why are they continuing to make sequels for movies that didn't do good? Like, are they trying to redeem them? So like, all right, we'll get them this time. We didn't do so good the first. Let me see the profit on on these movies, because all
I think
right.
they're good in the box office. They did a lot. They did pretty good.
Let me see. I need it came out in 2019.
Yeah.
The or let's see. Profit, box office.
It's better than their other stuff.
I mean, I guess so. Damn, what the Jesus. Why did it do so good?
Guess what I'm saying? Like, it did
Yo,
good.
like so the budget was 62.5 million and it made 366 million. 17 times its budget, dang. Why did it do so good? And I didn't,
It
but see,
because
compare that to
it was just
Aquaman. Imagine that, how much that got.
Aquaman should have did wonders for DC.
It made the box
Same with Wonder Woman.
in the box office. Aquaman made 1.1 billion.
Yeah.
Billion. Dang.
Okay, so Aquaman 2, Shazam,
So
hit.
I have very, very high hopes for Aquaman 2.
Have you seen Wonder Woman 2?
The like the 1984? No, I did not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. HBO Max. One of the worst. Look, listen. Pedro Pascal, the actor for the villain of the movie. Amazing. He did an amazing performance. He's also the actor for The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Amazing performance. The rest of the movie, not so much. It was just not, it wasn't good. It was long. I'm not gonna spoil
2 hours, 30
anything.
minutes.
It was long and slow, and the plot wasn't the best. It did pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the box office numbers of like the DC movies versus the Marvel movies, and it's just Marvel is just.
I don't think Marvel movies don't hit under a billion anymore.
I about to say yeah, cause like I've seen like Iron Man 3, of the Avengers in 2012, Iron Man 3, Endgame. I think Endgame might be the highest one. That's two almost 2.8 billion.
Yeah.
Captain America: Civil War. What else?
Weirdly enough, the
Age of
Zack
Ultron.
Snyder version of Justice League did pass Endgame. Now,
Really? Really?
personally, I don't think at all that the Zack Snyder Justice League is a better movie than
Cause
Endgame.
wasn't it just it was just longer and it just made like it was longer and more gory, right? Basically.
It was longer, it was more gory, and different scenes, different view of things. Different directors, so the movie it was different.
Oh, no, it didn't make it. It says earning over, well, from March, this is earning over 650 million.
Really? Reports like it was like two,
And
three
it
billion,
might have been
probably
like
like a
the
dash.
first, it might be like the opening week, it might have made more, or like the opening day or something like that. I don't know.
Even if it did, I don't think it's because it's a better movie. It was released on streaming services.
Yeah, true.
So that's a whole new dynamic that Marvel hasn't done yet with their movies.
True, true, true.
I don't see that as,
We'll see what
something.
happens. We'll see what happens.
One of the biggest controversies for DC though. Black Superman.
Oh man. See, they what why would they why would they even what's what, all right, what who was in the office when they made up their mind to go through with this?
I don't, man, I don't know. And look, Black Superman, cool. That's great. Get some new stories in there. I'm cool with that. But It's not Calvin. It's not Calvin Ellis. The Superman of Earth 23. They're making a black version
of Clark Kent.
Of Clark Kent, and I don't. Why?
And if I ever meet a black man named Clark, nobody named their child Clark. Why would they do that,
Clark.
bro?
Yeah, that's one of the names you might never see from a baby. Clark!
Like, what is your name? Like, what do you want to name your son? I want to name him Clark. It sounds so ugly,
Clark.
but like, why would they? What was the reasoning behind this decision? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I really don't know.
Is it just for money? Is it just to make, because like all press is good press? Is it just because like, oh, maybe we can try to appeal to the black community?
J.J. Abrams, listen. Stop directing. Go do something else. I don't know. I don't know. Do something else. Produce something else. Move away from comic book movies. Move away from movies. Go read a book.
Go read a book. Go write a story or something like how I failed the movie industry.
Cause you back to back, JJ. You just don't learn. Why? He
It's
just doesn't learn.
I don't know, man. I'm already disappointed, and the movie didn't even come out yet, so
Yeah.
that's all I got. That's all I gotta say about that.
JJ,
We'll
you
see.
ruined Star Wars.
We'll see what happens.
People hate you for that. They hate you for DC. It had Star Trek. I don't watch Star Trek. If that's good, I don't know.
Don't think that's not
Had the
It's not good.
Cloverfield Paradox on Netflix, which I liked. But Cloverfield is a very open, it's a very open universe to new things. And it gave him a playground. And that's cool. That's what he needs. He needs a playground. Because JJ goes in and he goes into series that are already started and stories that have already been they're already fleshed out. All he needs to do is adapt them. Of course, you could change it up with different directors, you know, but adapt it. He doesn't do that. It's not J.J. Abrams' Superman. It's just Superman.
Yeah, that's
So just
stupid.
make a Superman.
That's stupid. But are they trying to bring Superman? Because like we haven't seen like a Superman movie in a while. Like, they're trying to bring him
Yeah.
back to the main the front the front line.
Not only, yeah, like not only is it another reboot, another one, yeah, Man of Steel was in 2013.
Yep, that was that the last Superman movie?
I
Well, I mean,
don't
other than like
think
Batman
there was
versus
two men.
Superman.
Yeah, Man of Steel 2. Huh, I look up Man of Steel 2 and Batman vs. Superman pops up. Yeah, so there wasn't a Man of Steel 2.
Guess Batman versus Superman was like the last like Superman movie.
I guess that wasn't a super that was a Batman movie.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
It's Batman featuring Superman
Where
featuring Wonder Woman.
it's like a where are they doing features like a DJ Khaled right now?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How you got all these heavy hitters and you still don't make a good movie?
No.
They need to tone it back. They need to give
They
us
can they just
another.
reevaluate the entire format of what they're doing, how they're doing stuff with that. Cause like they have some promising stuff. But like how you go from like a great movie like Aquaman 2 to Black Superman? How you go from like
They just
one? How you go
don't learn
from
from their success.
back to back amazing Wonder Woman movies? Like, oh, you know what? It's time for a Black Superman. Like, how? What?
They don't learn from their success. We need more Dark Knight. The Dark Knight trilogy changed comic book movies.
All I'm waiting for is for Nightwing to become Batman. That's all I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
That's literally
what I've been waiting for ever since like the third freaking Batman movie.
Yeah, what if we had Teen Justice?
Yeah, like they
Like a
need,
what?
because technically they did a Teen Titans movie. I'm not gonna watch that movie. I'm not gonna
Wasn't
watch
it a
that movie.
show?
No, I think it's a movie. I think it was a movie, like with the live action Teen Titans, like with like
Yeah, with
the
the black girl was as
Starfire. Was that?
Starfire. Yeah, that was a show.
Let me see.
Yeah. I think it has multiple seasons too.
Teen Titans: The Judas Contract. Was it? Wait, is it the Judas Contract?
Nah, just look up live action show. Yeah, it started in 2018 and it's still ongoing.
Live action show. Why did it show
It
me the
had
it showed me the
two
cartoon version
seasons.
of why? Teen Titans live action 2018 series. I see, like I just don't want to ruin it for myself.
Yeah, they.
Like Beast Boy just looks, Beast Boy does not look good in live action. Keep my man,
Facts.
keep my man green.
They don't learn from their success. Look, one of my favorite DC live action anything was Man Thing. I think it was Man Thing. I get them confused,
Man Thing.
Man Thing and Swamp Thing, because they're essentially the same character from Marvel and DC.
Oh yeah,
I think.
okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing is the DC one, but the Swamp Thing show, I was in love with, but it got canceled, and it was very promising, and it was doing well, got canceled early. But instead, they rather do things like Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol, come on, man.
It's just, well, it's, yeah, it's like they love to be like, oh yeah, we made something pretty cool here. Let's do something horrible to balance it out.
I guess. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about DC no more, man. I can't. Other comic book news though. We got another contender in the ring. Image Comics
Let's go.
really putting out some heat.
Let's go.
Really putting out some heat. Invincible getting an animated adaptation.
Yes, sir.
Fire.
Honestly, bro. This is definitely the most competition that Marvel and DC have had
Yeah.
since anything.
Image Comics is doing it. Not only that, they got a live action show on Netflix,
Yes, sir.
Jupiter's Legacy.
Yep.
It's getting some mixed reviews, not gonna lie. I kind of like it though. I do.
Yeah, I watched the episode too. It's watchable. It's enjoyable.
Yeah. But Image Comics, I'm rocking with it.
Yeah, I what's what?
Image Comics has a lot of heavy hitter characters though. Spawn. That's probably their biggest character. But Invincible, with the stories that they have in the comics, the animated adaptation, beautiful. And it already is renewed for more seasons, so continuing on with the story, gonna get crazy. We should be seeing Spawn in the show, actually. So that's gonna be really cool. Yeah.
It's, oh damn,
Invincible did great.
my laptop about to die.
Is it? Aw, oh, man. Well, I think we did. I think we did a
Yeah, I think we covered a bunch of, we
good
covered a
amount
lot
of
of stuff
talking.
in this
Yeah.
podcast. Well, as you guys have, as we have explained and shown you guys in this podcast, the lore does in fact go deeper. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you have any suggestions, anything we should change, anything we should cover, let us know in our Discord server, which will be in the description below. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Spotify or any other podcasting platform, make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends. Like, if you think there's something that they'll be interested in, just hook them up with like a nice little
nice little chill podcast about the stuff that you like.
Yeah. Of course, please do send in your ideas. Anything you want us to address, whether that be movies, TV, film, comic books, general news, world news, hip hop, music, whatever, really. Debate ideas. We're down for basically anything, so
yes, sir.
Please do.
But yeah, but without further ado, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and yeah, see you next time on the last podcast.
Woo!